Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Right, so we wanted to chat to him a little bit earlier. Unfortunately, there was a problem with the connection, but we now have Martin Iwi on the line. He's an associate fellow at the Preventing and Countering Violent Extremism and Terrorism at ISS Africa. And we wanted to understand a little bit more about these allegations that we spoke about that I told you that IOL were covering. How real are they? Did indeed South Africa know beforehand? Have they been, or did some parts of DIRCO know? What do we understand from this? Martin, a very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Thank you. Good morning.
This is a potentially significant story. How much credibility do we give it?
The line is so bad. I'm sorry, I didn't quite get your question.
Right. So my question is that the allegations that South Africa knew or DIRCO knew about the attacks before the attacks are very, very serious. How seriously do we take those?
Yeah, I haven't heard of that, and I don't think that it could be true that DIRCO knew about the attack by Hamas. I don't think that South Africa has that kind of strong relations with Hamas. I think South Africa sees Hamas from the point of view of Palestine. South Africa's relations with Palestine is very strong, and it has always seen Hamas as one of the groups fighting for the liberation of Palestine, which mm-hmm. is the South Africa's position to promote the independence, the self-determination of Palestine. And I think that's why Pretoria has not particularly blacklisted Hamas or see it as a terrorist group, just like we see with the U.S. and Israeli government do. But that does not mean that Pretoria has a strong working relations with Hamas. I've never seen that.
Right. The fact is, though, that South Africa's position is to recognize two states, which is one of which is Israel and one of which is Palestine. The actions of Hamas and the charter of Hamas, the behavior of Hamas, is all geared towards the destruction of Israel. So that should concern the ANC just as much, because their official policy is recognition of and self-determination of both.
Yes, look, it's true that one of Hamas's objectives is to destroy Israel. I don't think that South Africa is for that. South Africa, until before the case, had very strong relations with Israel. And I still do think that there is some working relations with Israel, if not the government, with the people. So I don't think that by supporting Palestine, South Africa supports the destruction of Israel. That's very far from anything that Pretoria could think of. But I think the controversy, which is what you are really referring to, is South Africa's reluctance to really condemn Hamas in the kind of terms that we've seen elsewhere. And I will not also say that because of that, Pretoria supports the attack on 7th of October. Far from that. I don't think in any dimension one could say that South Africa support or was aware of the October 7th attack. I haven't seen all the intelligence reports.
Well, there's certainly the article didn't have much evidence. But then at the same time, immediately following the attack, Naledi Pandor called Hamas. She didn't call Israel. They never reached out once to Israel to offer condolences or sympathies, but instead called Hamas even before Israel retaliated. She called Hamas to offer what she said was some form of support to them. That certainly doesn't indicate it certainly indicates a very strong friendship. There are not many governments that would be able to call Hamas directly.
I would like to see the report and the evidence for that, because I know people can create so many things. Indeed, from what I know, I've worked closely with some people from DECO, which is the South Africa Department for International Cooperation, and I haven't come across someone from Hamas there or someone who speaks directly to Hamas.
No, but that was well documented. That was documented. Initially, the president's office denied it and said, no, there's no way that we would have called Hamas. And then when evidence of that call was offered, they then came back and acknowledged that, in fact, Naledi Pandor had spoken to Hamas within a few days of the attack. And she said, no, she didn't she just really wanted to offer them sort of emotional support. So that was acknowledged, and it was a very, very strange and as I say, it's been fairly well documented. We don't know what that conversation was about, because I don't think that was ever released, despite being asked for information that hasn't been released to the public. But that conversation definitely happened. There's no doubting that.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, that would be strange if something like that happened. Unfortunately, I don't have full details of what happened, who she called, what was the discussion, what was the purpose. You are saying she called to offer her regard to Hamas. I'm not sure. This is a story that I think one needs to carefully research it, because there are a lot of tension on both sides, which opens up a lot of room for all sort of creative stories. But I think what we need to do is to stick to very hard evidence, which is what I don't have.
Right. That is where we leave it. Thank you for that conversation. It is 7:30. That's Martin Iwi, who's an associate fellow on Preventing and Countering Violent Extremism at ISS Africa.